is 3rd and 4. Wentz under center. Wentz fakes, rolls, looks, fires, touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey!
Join us for this week's tape study. It's Eagles head coach, Doug Peterson. Coach, welcome right back.
Thank you.
Excited to have you in here to break down a little bit of offense. And Carson Wentz, I mean, he is the talk of the league, coach. He's having an outstanding start to this season. Let's take a look at some of the plays that he's been able to be successful on. And also, we're going to look at some plays where he's sort of grown from last year to this year.
Okay, cool. We kind of knew Denver, when we went big people, they were going to bring 6-2 goal line into the game. And so felt like that our best opportunity was to get Carson on the edge. And so all we're doing here is bringing Trey down in motion. And we're basically sealing with Isaac right here. Brent Celek does a nice job. And then Trey is actually going to work through here on a crossing route. As you know, as being a linebacker, you get guys running in front of your face. It kind of moves your eyes just a little bit. And then we're trying to get the back end of the flat. This is kind of the gist of the play. And then Alshon working the back half of the end zone. This is primary for Carson. This is primary. This becomes secondary, and he actually gets his eyes back to the back part of the end zone and throws a laser to Alshon with great protection here on the pocket. So this is just a well-executed play. Carson understanding the defense, understanding the design of the play, and he does a nice job because really this roll pass allows him to get outside the pocket, but he does a nice job staying inside of Celek to throw this strike to Alshon.
Yeah, he's been excellent in the red zone all year, 10 touchdowns. I think he's leading the league in his play down in the red zone. Now, this play happened a little earlier in the season, late in the game. You're driving down for what eventually be the game-winning field goal from Jake Elliott. Talk about what Carson is reading on this throw with these three guys over here.
Yeah, so basically it's a sideline route. So we're going to try to hit three areas of the field on the sideline to get our ball out of bounds to put us in a chance, obviously, in this game to kick the game-winning field goal. So basically you got Torrey Smith at the point, and he's going to run a deep, high corner route. And then Alshon's going to get in his wake, and he's running it more of a sideline corner route. And then we're going to run an up and out with Nelson right here. So you got three levels working on the sideline. And really, you just kind of, as a quarterback, you're just finding the void and trying to, with him being primary, you're still trying to just put the ball on the sideline and get out of bounds. So, again, great protection, three-man rush. You see Torrey right here working and trying to take this man out of there. And then what ends up happening is you feel this void as a quarterback right on the sideline to be able to put the ball in there and get your feet in bounds.
Great throw from Carson to get this ball in there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I tell you what, 17 does a great job of just high-pointing the ball. Carson puts it in really a spot that, as you can see with two defenders, he actually puts it in a body spot. So where now Alshon's in great position to defend himself from the defenders. The defenders fall down and allows him to step up and out of bounds and allow us to kick the game winner at that point.
Now, Carson, playing at the level he's playing at this year, MVP level, I'll see it. You don't have to say it. But you look at the growth process of Carson. Watch him last year here against Seattle. He doesn't read this defender here, Cam Chancellor. So Chancellor does a nice job following the quarterback's eyes, and he's able to pick this pass off.
Exactly. And just like you said, this is a veteran safety reading a rookie quarterback, and his eyes, I know, are staring this route down 100% of the time, so this ball gets intercepted. So we're in this game. It was a pretty tight game for most of it and giving ourselves an opportunity. But really, on this particular play, you got a flat defender, you got a hook curl defender, and then you got a buzz safety. All he's doing is reading Carson's eyes on the play. So you got a guy that's working the middle of the field here to hold the safety, and then you're working a deep in cut right there off of two flat and hook curl defenders. So as Carson comes back, he's staring it down. He doesn't see Cam when you got Ertz right here underneath it. And then you just take on 1st and 10, just take what the defense gives you, and then you never know what happens with ball in his hand. He might be a 10, 11, 12-yard gain, and then you get up and out.
One thing I know we all love about this kid, he's a quick study, doesn't typically make the same mistakes. Going to get the same route concept this year versus the Chiefs, and watch how he plays it this year.
Yeah, so this is off a play-action pass, and it's basically the same thing. We're still going to get the through route here. We're still going to get the deep in cut right there. And the one thing he does now is this backside corner, Marcus Peters, who, you know, he's a crafty veteran and young player, but he's a tremendous corner. And, again, he's just reading quarterback's eyes. And by design, there's nothing to hold him on the backside, so it can free him up, just like it did Cam Chancellor with the Seahawks. So play-action pass. You kind of got what you want. Second-level defenders are biting, but you can see right now Marcus is looking up anything coming back to him, whether it be a deep cross or anything of that nature coming back his direction. So He's sitting right there. Carson now sees it and feels it. With that leverage as a quarterback, I'm ripping that in cut right there all day. But now Carson feels Marcus Peters sitting there, and he can't throw it. Doesn't force the play, and then gains about 4 or 5 yards on the scramble, does a nice job. And this is just him and his growth in the offense and maturing as a quarterback in this league.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.